Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, and my guest this morning is Mary Miller. She is the superintendent with Sitka National Historical Park. Mary, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Emily.
You are here to talk about some new news for your park, that you are going to oversee management of some of Sitka State Parks, correct? And this decision was made when?
Okay, by way of background, on June 30th, we entered into a cooperative management agreement with the State of Alaska Division of Parks to assume not the management, but really the maintenance for Castle Hill and the historic portion of the old Sitka site. And I realize that there are, you know, several other state parks here, and we're not taking those over. It's just the Castle Hill site and the historic portion of Old Sitka. And the reason for that is very specific, because those are recognized as significant cultural and historic treasures, really, that whose stories overlap with Sitka National Historical Park, primarily in the Russian connections.
How do you plan to fold in these new sites to your work as Sitka National Historical Park?
Okay, well, the work that we're doing is really groundwork and landscape upkeep, and we have a very talented crew of people that do that for the park right now at our Russian Bishop's House and at Totem Park, and so this will be just something else that we add into the daily routines and weekly routines of the existing staff.
And the agreement you entered into, you said June 30th.
Correct.
And when will the actual maintenance work begin? When will you assume that work?
We have already begun that. We started immediately and actually did a courtesy swing through earlier in June, just so that the areas were presentable for the upcoming summer season.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the agreement now, and some of the basic ground maintenance that you'll fulfill is mowing grass at the top of the hill, blowing leaves and leaf litter, picking up litter along trails, removing trash, which was a big concern for people in Sitka, who's actually going to take out the trash at Castle
Sure.
Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And at Old Sitka, at the historical portions, mowing the grass, brushing vegetation, picking up litter, and also removing trash. How have those activities gone so far for
so
you guys?
So far, they're fine.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that when we talked to the maintenance crew about this, and we've got a bigger crew this year than usual because of extra projects that we have ongoing at Sitka National Historical Park, they were actually pretty excited about it.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's, you know, I think that they recognize that taking care of these sites is also a source of pride, just like it is for caretaking the assets at the regular park. So they were happy to step up and actually pretty excited about the opportunity to be able to do this.
Will you be hiring additional staff to take care of the maintenance?
We don't have that need right now. We actually hired more staff this year than usual, again, because of extra project money that we had. And so we're happy to step in, recognizing that the state is in need right now. And I'd like to think that if the tables were turned and that the federal government, for whatever reason, was short of resources, that we could look to the state and that they would step up and help us likewise.
Aside from it fitting very seamlessly in with your mandate
mm-hmm.
to continue to educate the public about the history of Sitka, is there any other reason that your organization wanted to take on the maintenance of these two sites in particular?
Yeah, very good question. One of the things that we did, ironically, this year was kind of expand our Russian-American theme and storytelling, excuse me, from really being centered exclusively on the Russian Bishop's House to recognizing that the Russian-American story is bigger than that. It certainly, there's a bigger footprint in what we call a cultural landscape here in Sitka.
Mm.
And we put together, with the help of several folks, a Russian-American walking tour. And what you start to see by combining, say, the Russian Bishop's House, St. Michael's, the Blockhouse, Castle Hill, what we call Building 29.
Mm-hmm.
There are other aspects, too, of the cultural landscape, the Russian cemetery. You start to really realize much more, in a much more concrete fashion, the cultural landscape that was here. And so it's easier to appreciate the Russian-American history and the culture that that embodied.
I'm also wondering what challenges you expect will arise in this transition. It's already kind of being made, but what have you come up against so far, and what do you anticipate will be challenging in the future?
Well, I think the challenges so far are actually fairly minimal. I think the bigger question is, we signed the agreement so that it carries us through Alaska Day, and we know that that's significant to the entire community and the entire state.
Alaska Day, just to clarify, of this coming
correct,
year?
Correct, correct. Okay. So I was able to commit through what my fiscal year funding allows, and I get new funding coming up in October, and this is sort of an experiment with the state. And so it'll be looking at what works well and what can we modify in any future agreement, if any. Are there other entities that the state is able to find that has an interest in taking over these sites? So I think for the short term, I think the challenges are pretty minor. It's just letting people know that we're not doing the boat launch, that we're not doing Halibut Point,
right.
that we're helping out with these cultural and historic sites. And beyond that, waiting to see really what happens with the state finances and their fiscal situation and when they can step back in.
So who is your point person on the state level that you're working with most closely?
Yeah, we've certainly worked with Mike Eberhardt, with the state park superintendents here in Southeast, and then Claire LeClaire, who's the deputy director of the Division of Parks.
Are you working at all with the Parks Advisory Board, the one that is locally formed here in Sitka?
No, but what I do is I talk to both Mike and Claire, and they maintain that primary relationship with the advisory board.
Okay. Yeah. Now, as you mentioned, there are several other state parks in Sitka that no one yet has come forward to take over management of them. They include a lot of the marine parks, so the Magoon Island State Park, Sea Lion Cove State Marine Park, also Fort Rousseau and the Causeway, including, and speaking of Stargaven, as you said, the boat launch, mm-hmm. the rec areas, mm-hmm. Halibut Point State Recreation Site mm-hmm. still doesn't have a steward as mm-hmm. of now, mm-hmm. and Big Bear, Baby Bear State Marine Park. I think that's all of them. And Security Bay State Marine Park. As far as you know, what is the future of these other areas?
Okay, well, again, as far as I know, the state put out an RFP earlier in the year,
right,
to be able to garner interest if any entity would be interested in taking those over for the state, and they would be able to charge fees and recoup some costs from the management activities associated with that. To my knowledge, there were no responsive bidders or no bidders at all that were interested in doing that with the state. And I believe that the state is reevaluating that and may put out another RFP looking for interest when people have more time to be able to respond and get things in order.
Okay.
So as far as I know, to your question, those other state parks are in passive management. And in discussions with the department, my understanding is that they have secured like the outhouses and that those are just really not available for people to use now.
Okay. Mary Miller is the superintendent with the Sitka National Historical Park. Thank you so much for coming in, Mary. And one last question for you is, when is the Russian American walking tour so people who have not yet can participate and go on it with you?
Well, we have several scheduled during the week, mm-hmm. and I think the best thing to do is for people to check our Facebook site
okay.
or our website. And they have been at like 10:30 and 2:30, but I don't know when the next one is, to be honest.
Schedule changes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me.
Okay. Thank you.